Shout out to everybody, thank you for tuning in to the Packet Ganja Show, now let's begin. Candy dabs all around, from the left to the right. Super Audio's the network, spark up the live.
Frozen audio on eyesight, Packet Ganja Show, hey, tape light. So fire up the episode, that be so tight. Just finished hump day, use the blunt and a J. Pack a bow and a ball, take a dab, we get halfway.
Let's go, oh. It's the Packet Ganja Show, let's go.
Oh, it's the Packet Ganja Show, let's go.
Oh, it's the Packet Ganja Show, let's go.
Oh, it's the Packet Ganja Show.
Let's go.
What's good, y'all?
What's up? That was
it's that time again.
What time is it?
A little after 7 p.m.
And what time is that for?
The Packet Ganja Show. Now to my right here, we got my man Bill Pacman, a.k.a.
Benny Pacman.
What the fuck, Packy?
That's right. And I'm your boy, Paraganja.
There he goes again.
And of course, on the ones and twos, we got my man, Rock Fina.
Rock Fina.
And of course, we got our captain, Dre Day, all day. Yeah. Now tonight, back in the building... At this point, I don't even know if we could call this guy a guest anymore. He's, like, been on the show so many times, and he's always fam.
And he's on the network now.
And that was part of the network.
New show coming?
Yeah.
He's part of the network.
Exactly. He's part of the network. So you're technically not a guest anymore. You're just part of the fam.
We in there like swimwear.
My man Foco Cholo's in the house. Hey, sister, for Foco Cholo.
Appreciate it, fam.
Oh my God!
It's some good weed.
I bet it is. Douglas.
I heard that.
Yes, sir. McDouglas Farms. McDouglas Farms, LA.
Shots
always
out,
got the
out.
Best.
We should make a strain called Dynamic.
I'll bring it up to him when I see him next time.
Tell him to make a strain called Doggy Style. Your lungs are getting fucked.
It has to be said like that. It has to be Dynamic.
Dynamic.
Yeah, it can't be dynamic.
Dynamic.
Dynamic. How you spell that?
Doug and Dynamic.
No, but how you put this? Be Dynamic. Oh, you want them to say it right, so how do you spell it?
D-O-U-G-N-A-M-I-K.
So Doug and Dynamic made a baby.
Checks out. All right.
All right, we'll give it a little fly.
Dynamic.
Doug. Nah.
I think thinking more like diabolical cunts. Just imagine out there. You'd be like, yo, what are you smoking, diabolical cunts?
Nah, but so, we got, like I said, we're just saying that you're now part of the network. You're definitely part of the fam. Get into that with us. Like, you know, let us know what you guys, we know you guys have a new show coming up here.
That's right. Let them know how we.
So we're rolling.
Assembled
we're
our powers it. Together. Yeah.
The super funky Funko Bros. That's where it's at.
I want to say this. I met Funko Cholo at the weed events that I would go and vend at with Sweet Life Extracts. Before he started showing up, I tried setting up and selling my fucking collectibles. I did okay, but I ain't no Funko Cholo. Alright? And then once I met him... I honestly didn't think I was gonna meet anybody that was into as much Funko Pops as Dre. Dre was the one who basically schooled me.
I'm not a huge fan though.
Look at the fucking just because I have a come bunch on, bro. Of, you're a fan.
Just because
you're
I have a bunch
fucking
of pieces doesn't
fan.
Matter. I am a fan, but I'm not the biggest fan.
It's a pretty big fandom. This is a pretty big fandom.
You have a nice size collection.
If he says, it's because I'm an idiot. I keep buying pieces. I have a problem.
He keeps telling how many times you already said that. I'm gonna stop. And we were just discussing it right now. Hey, bro, look up there. None of this shit up there should be up there. But he kept buying. But he kept buying, and he still got more shit on the way.
The Rock.
He still's got more shit on the way.
Big Boy, the actual store. Those are tough. Peppermint Land, that's
not one of my favorites, but whatevs, you know.
Hey, yeah, I love Frosty Franklin. The reason I bought that one is because I love Christmas and it lights up.
Oh, yeah. There you go, fam. One of the few, very few pops that do light up.
Yeah.
Oh, so there are pops that light up.
The Iron Man. I know.
I know. There's pops that glow in the dark. But Darth I know there Vader, was some that light up.
They light up and make sounds.
Oh, that's right. That Darth Vader one.
I'm in the box collector, so I'm never gonna find out. Like what they really sound like, unless someone has.
There are some collectors that open the box just to show it 100%. Off, and put it back in. But it does affect the value because those little even the little stickers that seal the box, can increase or decrease the value of something. You know, not just Funko Pops, but anything that's factory sealed and very popular or rare and can't find. You know, so
of course, there's people grading things now, especially just the boxes. Yeah,
talk about that. So, back in the days before that, it was just they were just grading the. Now, can you have a fucked up box, but a good collectible, and still be worth a lot, or they want the whole package now?
They want the whole package. It's the package.
It's coming down to the corners, the bottom lip, the back lip. Has it been opened? They can tell.
Is there a crease
and
shit?
Every little crease tells a story.
Like the window too. Is there any scuff on the window? Any markings? 100%. Stuff like that.
Which brings me to my real quick point. I just want a quick little gift for everybody.
Oh shit.
Here's a couple pop protectors for you.
Oh shit.
Come back to my boy. A couple pop protectors for you.
He don't want his, he said.
A couple pop protectors for
you.
Say I got you, my boy.
Hey, surprisingly, check this out.
One. So he gets one.
Hey.
Now you got to get a pop to fit in that bitch.
He has no Funko
give
Pops.
One, give him one. I got him.
He has no Funko
Pops. There's a reason
for
that because he has no pops.
He has
so he's
no got to
fill that
whatsoever.
Before he gets more stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's your homework, Rock. You need to find some Funko Pop
out of nowhere.
And put it in there.
Okay.
How come we haven't given him a pop yet?
Right? What's up with that, guys?
Yeah, fool.
So there you go. I just handed out some pop protectors. And those, again, help to retain value. These aren't the best ones on the market. They're best.
Hey, but they're not cheap either.
I prefer the hard stacks.
That's what I'm saying. So there are the hard stacks.
There's hard stacks. There's pop armors. Yes. There's
exactly.
I prefer the pop armors because they're more.
There's even sleeves that add to the box's like picturesque look. Because like you slide the sleeve on the box, then you slide the box inside of the protector. And they have like ones that look like wrestling rings.
Oh yeah.
So that's dope for your wrestling, your boxing, fighting. And then they have like the musical ones for the music, just music notes that go all the way around, like transparent, you know. But you can still see it.
This is one of them.
It's pretty badass.
This is a pop.
That's the armor. That's the hard stack.
That's the hard stack. Now there's thicker ones. Those are the pop armors. There's one that I seen that dude. It's magnetic. I'm like, what?
Yeah, but you don't want that. You want to have it nice and sealed.
No, well, okay, hold on. Look, that bottom piece comes off. So
bottom
sometimes.
Piece and top piece.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That bottom piece comes off sometimes. And you don't want to be running around with a grail, let's say $1,000 pop, autographed now. You know what I mean? That thing falls out the bottom. What'd you just do? It falls in the water? Oh, come on.
Same with the magnet, though. The magnet might fail.
No, the magnet on top is one thing. That's a whole separate thing. Like, that means that it's one unit with one lid. This has two exit escapes.
Let me ask you this. Why did they make that with two exits?
Because they were just making them. Like, that's just back in the day. Like,
why would you buy that with two exits, bro?
That's the part where I was trying to get into.
Why did you buy that with two exits?
Because that's all we had at the moment.
Yeah.
You can. What I do is I honestly throw a little strip of tape on the backside of that, and it's just shut. It's good.
Yeah, because at the moment. So, like, I was trying. There were certain. Okay, so me and Funko Cholo. Thank you, Funko Cholo, once again, for getting me into LA Comic-Con. That was my first Comic-Con ever. I'm 42. I've always wanted to go as long as I can remember, dude.
What'd
I finally had the opportunity.
Tickets, bro?
Oh man,
that's something that's for an uncensored podcast.
That's the third podcast. That's a whole nother.
So I went there because.
No, but shout out to Rick's Pop 619. Rick's Pop 619 hooked up the tickets. That's exactly where it came from.
Rick's Pop 219. Thank you very much.
619. He's 619. From San Diego.
619.
I checked him out at the Kobe Swap Meet. I made my rounds over there. I went with Mom and Pop Collectibles. She goes down there often because she has a big selection, so she's able to take her selection and still make a good chunk, and then still come back and have some left, you know.
Now, when I went, my goal was to get an autograph from Amy Jo Johnson, which is the.
Nah, you say your goal was to get laid, but go ahead.
That's true. But anyways, she was charging, I think, like $50, $60 to get it signed. There was other celebrities like William Shatner. That fool was charging like $150 for an autograph.
I would have paid the money just to go up to him and be like, "Why'd you cry like a bitch for going to space?" Is it that emotional, bro? Really? Is it that emotional?
Will Shat is my dude.
Yeah, yo, dude, he was charging $150 for autographs, bro.
He cried about going to space.
$150. No. And there was other.
Hey, but side note, I gotta say this. Side note, you know who's my man? Spock. You know
Spock
why?
Is the shit. Leonard Nimoy, bro.
You know, why Spock was my boy?
Why?
Because he had a book full of fat, naked chicks. Oh my God, that shit's dope.
Yeah, you did.
I remember that.
Back to you, guys.
I remember that.
I love that.
No, but listen. So there were few people there whose autograph I wanted to get, but the price was completely like crazy.
Stupid.
So I'm like, fuck, I'm good. Yeah. And I walked around and walked around, and the good thing I did, it was crazy because I felt like a kid and Cholo was my guardian. Because every time I kind of drifted somewhere or started trying to like, I got excited because I wanted to buy a pop, Funko said, Hey, stop that. What are you doing? Get over here. I'm like, sorry,
I'm not,
daddy.
I'm not buying nothing.
I'm just looking.
This guy pulled his wallet out at every fucking offer. Oh, how much? Okay, bam. I'm like, man, slow down, bro.
So if it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't have been able to get this right here because I would have been crazy spending my money. So I drifted away from the Funko Pop era collection, from the Funko Pop collection section. And I went towards the comic books where there was like tracers and actual drawers that were involved in DC comics.
The editors and
Marvel. I met one of the people that was the drawer of the X-Men Evolution.
The illustrator?
Yeah.
Illustrationist.
That shit, I met him and I got two prints signed by him. And he only charged me $20. $20.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? And I jumped on it. And I kept walking around.
What if it wasn't even him? What if it was somebody in the booth?
No, it was
like,
him.
Like just sitting there for him. And
it was him.
Because the guy that like puts up the curtain.
I'm in the restroom. Hey, watch my booth. I go to the restroom first. I got you, bro.
Every time I saw somebody that caught my attention.
$200, bro.
Every time I met somebody that caught my attention, I looked them up. I'm like, oh shit.
What's
and then I started talking to him and everything.
What's his net worth? How much has he got? What's his net worth?
I didn't fucking check his net worth.
Oh, you're not thought like that?
No.
Okay. Were there any actors from any of the films?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was actors there, bro.
Elijah
Wood was there.
Mm-hmm.
Voice actor Tom Kenny.
Tom Kenny Bob,
the guy who did the voice acting of Steve SpongeBob. From Family, no, not Family Guy, American Dad, the fucking kid, his son, Steve.
American Dad, Steve.
The actor was there, but he also came out in movies and everything.
Okay.
You know, I was walking around and I came across Sam De La Rosa and I've heard of
that
him.
That shit's dope.
And I heard of Sam De La Rosa. I'm like, what? I didn't have no fucking Venom Funko Pop. So I just went fucking place to place looking for one, and I finally found a spot. It was the Venom with the wings, and I paid $20 for the pop, then $10 for the signature, plus $30 for the remark. The remark is this right here, the caricature that he drew. He drew Venom on the box.
Oh, those are so sick.
And
anytime you get the artist to draw the actual character,
and he used one, two, three, four colors.
Multicolored.
And it's very rare that somebody would do that. That makes it more valuable. But the fact that it was multi colors on the pop, and I paid an extra $10 for the certificate of authenticity.
That's right.
So in general, this pop cost me $70 total, with remark and all that stuff. And I told him, I need a fucking protector. And we went to the spot. What was her name again?
Was that Little Tokyo?
Your people's.
MVP Collects, right? Or
no, your people's.
Yeah, the one that we had to walk all the way across the hall.
Well, whoever gave you the passes. Remember when you got me in, you told me, okay, wait here, I got to get somebody else.
Oh, yeah, that's MVP Collects.
Yeah.
Downtown Little Tokyo, LA. You can check them out. Mm-hmm. Regular store hours. But, yeah, that's the homie right there. He got me... pass. He got me a pass. I got your pass from Rick's Pops.
Oh, okay.
So it was like a whole situation.
All right. No, but yeah, that's where I went and got this. That's why I had no other choice but to get the one that had the two fucking openings, yeah, the top and the bottom.
The whole Comic-Con thing. Damn, yeah. We haven't unleashed on that. Like,
yeah, dude.
That was wild.
It was crazy. And Funko was there all 3 days.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this guy's talking about like a sliver of the
a sliver of what he went through.
But what happened on Friday and then on Saturday and then when he showed up Sunday. Like,
but hold on. Let's start with this. How many titties do you guys see?
I saw a pair of titties.
Tons.
A pair? A pair?
A pair.
A pair? That sounds about right at a Comic-Con.
Savage.
Hater. All right,
you're just mad because you didn't go.
I'm trying to live through my life.
I'm vicariously,
my I couldn't go anywhere. My dog's sick.
How's Hannah doing?
She's doing bad. Go ahead. Back to you guys.
Oh, man.
So but no, yeah. So, this guy right here went all 3 days. So, I can just imagine.
So, what Friday morning. Friday morning. It was just a dope experience.
Real quick. I would like to mention that the badges that I got from him gave us early access.
Vendor access. Before the whole thing opened.
Basically, we got first
in front of the lines.
First fucking dibs.
Hordes of people just standing in the convention center inside and outside. When these two showed up, all they saw was lines outside. I walked past the big old square in the middle of the hall, and there's just a ton of people just corralled in there, just like cattle. I'm sitting there like, dude, come here.
And if it wasn't for that pass,
walk with me.
I wouldn't have been able to purchase this for the price that I purchased it. Because you were only able to allow to purchase it if you had the vendor pass
at the Hot Topic booth. Or any pass at all, it gets you to go in there.
Yeah. So I'm like, what? I got this. Cash it out. This is Naruto, the Ninetales. It was a brand new pop that they just released through Hot Topic.
And what I want to know is how come you didn't get me one?
Because I don't like you.
Okay.
So that was the game. That was the game that day, was to get as many as you can. They're allowed 3. You buy as many as you can and just kind of run around and see who doesn't want to wait in that line. Yeah. Especially after they say they're sold out.
Yeah.
I mean, I just went for double. I usually go for double. I stated on my Instagram. I tell people, hey, 15 is 30, 60 is, you know what I mean? Or 30, 60 and so on. If there's any higher priced items that you want, I can work a deal on those. I mean, fuck, that's an exorbitant amount of money to say double for 100. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we'll work something out. You know, 150, whatever.
Nah, don't bitch out.
No. That's my stilo. That's 1, how I get down.
I want 2,000 for that bitch.
You understand that? So that's how it goes. Once you take those pieces off into the street, that's exactly where the prices are at. That's why I'm saying I'm getting this shit guaranteed right now, but I need the cash app guaranteed right now as well.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to pull out my money for this and that. I don't want to walk around and sell them. I'm just, you know, online doing my thing. But this one was enough to get some online orders taken care of.
Yeah.
And I grabbed some extras and was able to run around and still make the double on those.
How many times?
The convention.
How many times have you had flakes where you spent your money on something that they wanted and they never got back at you?
Never.
I thought you were talking about like Coke, like, you know.
Nah, not never. Everybody's always gotten back at me. I can really go back like a couple of years on somebody where it was like, damn, you owe me money. But like, I like to front people a lot, and it's like, oh well. If I'm not dying, if it's not desperate a need, like, okay, I can let it go. I put my money out there. I need it. Although sometimes I get in those jams, like today, this morning, you know what I mean? I was this much away from my goal and I needed it and there was no getting it. Called somebody up, my co-host, Mom and Pop Collectibles, and she bailed me out. I'm like, okay, cool. I mean, it was just this much and it's already back in her account. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That type of shit. But
no, that's good.
But no flakes. Nobody's flaked on me. No bad ill towards anybody. You know, it's all, I just don't have it right now. Times are tough for everybody. And if anybody gets it, Funko Cholos gets it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And people want their collection. And I want to be able to say, and for people to say, oh, I got this from Funko Cholos. Oh, no shit. So did I. Around the world. You know what I mean? Like, just, oh, yeah, so did I. Oh, fuck. Well, everybody's getting this shit from me. Isn't that the goal? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but I come in with a different approach. It's like, you're the homie, you're the friend.
You want to be that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And you should want to. You know what I mean?
I learned so much from Funko Cholo that one day. I can just imagine the shit that I would learn if I went all 3 days.
The dopest thing that I got to mention, I have to mention, was before I even took my step on the curb, I was getting shouted out.
Oh, yeah, you told me about
that. It
was
just such a great feeling. Like, I'm back in L.A. This is the first con in L.A., my first con ever, because my first one was WonderCon, like last year in Anaheim. Cool event, same thing, badges, I'm in there. Shout out to the homie Kev. But somebody shouted me out before I even hit the curb, bro. And it's just a great feeling to know that I'm back in LA. Like, this is my home. This is where I was born and raised. Downtown LA is my home. and this way to the east of the river. You know, East Los Angeles is the center of the universe. How I always tell everybody. And it just, I felt it before I even hit the curb, before I even got into the convention. I hear Funko Cholo was out of a car. And I ran into the guy that said it on the last day, getting into the last line to get those nine tails.
Yeah.
So he's right there. He's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I handed him a patch, the glow in the dark, one of my last ones. And he was like, oh, thank you. But I said, this was for the globe that you just, before you even mentioned that was him that said, what's up? He just had a glow. What's up, Uncle Cholo's? Like sitting in his wheelchair, just sitting. What's up? I'm like, hey, what's up? You know what? Hold up. Here. Bam. That's a blessing for you. My last two. And then he mentioned that was me that was yelling at you in the car. So then I was like, oh, like I couldn't have given that patch to somebody better. You know what I mean?
That's true.
It couldn't have gone anywhere better.
Man, when I was there, I got lost so many times from you.
Oh, yeah. I needed one of those little backpacks with the string.
You got scared. Yeah. You got scared immediately.
I kept screaming, no, fuck off!
Instantaneous.
Where'd you go? I'm lost. No, but in a way, I'm kind of
glad. Cold inside.
I'm glad. Trey Dot says you're the Funko guy.
Oh, I appreciate it, my guy.
But no, yeah, like, so, like, there was times.
Oh, shit. Did you grab one?
Yeah.
I felt that way before, too.
There was times where we're walking together, me, him, and some other homies, and some other friends that I met through him.
Big Joe,
Kevin, Kev. And then I get distracted because there's people there selling fucking lightsabers.
Bro.
There's people selling fucking droids, bro.
Droids,
bro. Full-on control. Fucking droids. Wow. Fucking
fully functioning lights, sounds. Fucking take a shit in it. Everything. Like,
bro. Yeah. And every time I stop somewhere, Funko Cholo's gone.
Bro.
He turns around.
But Funko Cholo's on his little hustle shit, you know? So I, you know, all right, do you think? Because I know eventually we're going to be like, hey, where you at? I'm over here. Okay, I'm on my way. What did happen? You know, but a lot of times when I got separated from you, Big Joe was always right there with me and shit. So.
And it was dope that he was there because he had that big exclusive Woods. Shout out to the homie Exclusive Woods. He had the big jacket with the big 1-1 or 1-3 or whatever it was. The big, couldn't miss it. And every time I looked around, he's just this huge dude with this big back piece. I'm like, oh, I found him. Kevin, come on, Kevin. Shout out to that dude with the Naruto pop that signed like over 30 times.
Shit,
bro.
I saw that, bro.
I still haven't found his Instagram. Like,
bro, is it signed by the same person?
No. He's got a shit ton of Naruto characters signed on that piece.
And okay, so do you know what Funko Pop is supposed to be? Because it was just an empty box.
Okay, so what he's doing is he's carrying around the empty box so he doesn't damage it in any further, you know what I mean? Like, carrying the pop with it, it's just too much weight. Why do it? You know, so he popped it open, took it out, and he carries around the box to get the window signed on the outside. Mm-hmm. And it looks like he's gone on box as well, I think it was.
Yeah, he did.
Like, he just covered the whole thing, so the whole box is, like, just shattered with...
Bro, you know how much that shit's going to be worth?
What's animators and producers and who knows? Like, I'm the cousin of the guy that... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's got just damn shit ton, bro.
Yeah. it was fucking fun.
It was cool to see in person
because
I saw him on
Instagram. It was so much fun.
Last time I went to Comic-Con, it was during this the adult con, and that shit was dope.
The last time I went to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
You went to the adult con?
That's not quite comic.
Yeah, it was LA con this way, and then the adult con was the other way.
No way, it was that dual one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was back in the old days.
That was I went to that, bro.
I think it was LA con when they came to LA.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bro, and you know what's crazy is I went to that one my first time ever. I didn't go to the con. I went to the adult con.
Oh,
and
shit.
I found $20. Right where you pay, like right there on the little thingy.
Yeah.
And I think it was $20 to get in or some shit. So I was like, I just reached down, grabbed it, and handed it to her. Like,
here you go.
Yeah. I was like, all right.
I was meant to be here.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but.
Dude,
there was so much dope shit. The cars, bro. The cars.
Oh, man.
There was a Joker car, Ghostbusters car, Jurassic Park car.
And I seen some of the ones you posted.
Back to the Future had the DeLorean there. Oh, my gosh.
The Pizza Planet.
Was it Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle one there?
I was this close to paying a girl $2 to step on me.
It was $1 to step. $2.
It was $2. It was a chick dressed. She was like,
she just held a sign.
It was a chick dressed as a nun, but a sexy nun, and she held a sign, step on you for $2, and people were fucking paying her.
I mean, you said why
you said you were about to do it.
Why are you looking surprised?
What stopped
I'm just
you?
Being funny. I wasn't going to fucking pay somebody to step on me.
Everybody was being funny. Everybody was like, is that why everybody was fun, walking around with funny boys?
I would let her sit on my face.
Hello.
You know
you were gonna let her stand on you, but you just ran out of $2.
Yeah, that's true.
I spent your last $2
on this Funko Pop, right?
Damn, bro.
Because I guarantee you, if you would have stand out $2, you would have definitely got stepped on for the story.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
You would have.
I'm kind of kinky sometimes. This shit. Dude.
Kind of. Sometimes.
You're into weird shit, so.
I am into weird shit. But
your shit's into him.
I picture showing up to like Packy's door one day and like her being. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, Super Funky Funko Bros.
It's going down.
It's going down
monthly.
It's going down monthly.
That's right.
Like and, periods.
And yeah, once a month. But except that we're not gonna be here for a whole week. You know, it's just one day.
Perk, I should have figured it out. Like what?
What are you talking about? I'm gonna whisper in his ear later. Anyways, me, Dre, and Funko Cholo started a new podcast right here at that. Super Audio Network. Yeah. Well, by the way, cheers, brother. Welcome to the network.
Gracious. Salute.
Mm-hmm. In this podcast, we got three of the most craziest Funko collectors. And we're talking Funko Pops in general, anything. There's certain subjects that I do want to talk about and get into, because I'm learning shit that I'm pretty sure a lot of people don't know as well. And I think this will be a great opportunity.
You're learning not to believe everything you see?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm learning about the different stickers and everything. Because, like, this sticker right here, I don't know what that sticker is. I've never seen that one. Pop in a box?
Mm-hmm.
What's Pop in a Box?
PIAB is their acronym, Pop in a Box. That's just a company. Once you sell at up to a certain year, once you sold a million, now it's 2 million. But once that 1 million was there, as a retail store, you get your own sticker. So that's why Walmart has a sticker, Barnes & Noble has stickers, and all the bigger retail ones that sell Pops, they have their own sticker for that fact, that they sold a million.
Oh, so
now they made it harder.
So that sticker where it says like, "Oh, Walmart exclusive," right, is because they sold more than a million,
right,
Pops.
They met the quota.
So
now they earn their sticker rights, and then they have stickers all constantly to make them exclusive to that store. But those stickers, man, there's just debacles with them sometimes. Like sometimes you'll get random stickered, unstickered Pops.
I see that. Like too. There's people that take stickers off and put it on another box.
Yeah, what does that matter?
That's the sticker swapper.
Yeah, but how you approve that? Like, hey, this isn't an Amazon exclusive.
Well, yeah, yes.
Well, sometimes what they'll do is like,
every single piece has exactly what sticker should be on it, according to HobbyDB. And then, they can show you what the different stickers are. That's why I was explaining the con sticker versus shared sticker earlier.
And what I learned too, there's some people that say they have a grail, but the box is damaged. They're gonna find another Pop box, take the sticker off, and make it look like it's the original box, so they can keep that value.
I mean, in a sense, yeah, but like when you say grail, there's like a wide umbrella.
Oh no, a grail could be anything, and it depends on who wants it and how much they fucking care about it. Like to me, this is my grail. I paid $70. The Pop itself is not $70, but the everything that I had added to it, $70. To me, that's a grail.
But there's somebody out there that would say, how come you didn't get the Chase version of that one?
Because it wasn't there.
But no, dude, but you know what I'm saying?
They're scared.
No, but I get it because it wasn't available.
Yeah, I was just trying to, like, I'm telling you.
But you were just scouring for any Venom Pop.
Any Venom Pop. Because he was, dude, when the fuck am I going to come across Santa La Rosa again?
Let me ask you guys this. So you're at a release of a Funko Pop. Brand new release. Brand new fucking Pinocchio, ooh, let's say, the movie. Just came out. They're releasing the Funko Pops. How do you get a Chase in that situation? Do they just hand them out at random and then one of them is a Chase? How does the employee not be like, oh, I'm not giving you this one?
Is it true? I heard this.
Up to the employee. How does that
sometimes, like, if you go to a store, like, say, Hot Topic or GameStop, they're not going to put the Chases out.
That's what I mean.
You have to ask them, do you have any Chases? Because I heard sometimes they keep the Chases in the back.
Damn. I'd have to do a lot more research. I really don't know, to be 100, because what I do know is I stay focused on the Funko Hollywood store. Again, I have, like,
dibs. So how do you get a Chase from there?
Okay, there you go.
So the Funko All, the Hollywood store is more of like a first come first serve. They learned, and they learned good, because when you put the chases hidden in the back or just like random, if like you, let's say you put one common, one chase, and then one common, someone's gonna have to move those two commons in front to find that chase in back. They fucking learned because people were just like manhandling all their shit. Now you have a bunch of damaged pops. Why? Yeah. Because you made the chase hunt.
Yeah.
So now they figured, if we just open the store with whatever comes in, and this is how they do it, I hope. I'm just on a whim praying that they just open the box and they just set them out. They see the chase and they go, okay, wait. Common. Make a space for the chase in front. Let the fucking guys get it. And then there's like a secret to just sticking around all day. Sticking around all day waiting for them to restock. Just like anything. And they're going to come out with whatever they have in stock in that box and start putting shit on the shelf. I watched it myself. I've done it myself. I missed out on a fucking Princess Di last.
What's to keep you from getting all the chases in the front as soon as you walk in?
You're only allowed one chase a day in the Funko Hollywood store.
And that's really? And that's yeah. Chase total.
For, have you ever found any chases?
It doesn't matter what it doesn't matter what kind. Like it could be like you go and get one chase. So if I see if I see a chase of Pinocchio and then I see another chase of Rick and Morty, then I can't get it because I already got the Pinocchio.
Correct.
Fuck.
The chase is a Funko Pop, right?
It's
right.
1 in 6 chance. So they have big old master cases full of 6 boxes each. That 6 box is your master case. Is your case. It's a case. So 6 pieces in one case. Out of, not every single pop has a chase. But when they do, let's say it does, there's that 6th one out of 5 right there. Boom.
Yeah.
So there's always a chase in that one. Because they, like, when they release the information about it, you know, like, all it says it right there. Like, it's not a hidden thing. The hidden thing is, like, finding the store that's going to have it. Getting to Funko Hollywood in time, in line first, in the morning, to be one of the first people. Salud.
Thank you.
And you end up being the guy that runs in first, you know, because you're, and you get to see the scour, whatever you can, because you're only one person, or if you have a group with you, they all go and they all, I don't know, you go all grab the chases and then kind of, do you want this one? Do this one? Like we have every single chase that was on the floor to us only. Mm-hmm. I apparently there's some crews or fucking whatever is going on that are doing some shit like that.
Yeah,
possibly, maybe, allegedly.
I mean, I got my chase, but I got lucky at Amazon. I ordered through Amazon, and I just randomly got here.
What chase was it?
I'm pretty sure the person who threw it in there didn't realize what the fuck was going on. I'm pretty sure.
But hey, and the same thing with me. Like,
You got a chase of something that you ordered?
Yeah.
Like you ordered something, but there's a chase version to it, right?
Yeah, it was a Ninja Turtles,
so,
right?
If that's the case, and you order something like that, there's no reason for them not to send you the chase.
No. I didn't order the chase. I pre-ordered it. The Ninja Turtle.
Right. No. That's what you don't understand is it's a chance at 1 in 6.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So no matter what, you were in the running for getting a chase.
Yeah.
So it's not like they were going to stop it and go, oh, let's sell this for more.
But
you know,
the guy that was packing the box might have known what was up. He said, oh, shit, there's a chase. He might have been like, yo, let me just divert this one to my house.
Yeah. But like for example,
well, no, like you're
for
talking
example.
Maybes, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, that's what happens when you order from places like that. Is that's the cool shit is about chases.
Yeah.
Is you can get them ordered and you just randomly get one. Like, oh, fuck,
I
did get
got
one.
That one.
Through an order?
And what sucks is it shot up in value to like 40, 50 bucks the first week. And then after that week, it dropped down to $30. It just hovered around it.
It's FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
The first couple of weeks.
Sure, I think that on that one, they probably put out a whole bunch of chases. Because if I got one, I'm pretty sure a bunch of people got one.
So check this out.
I am not.
That's
lucky.
A good one.
I had pre-ordered this Funko Pop. The original one was this one right here.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So when I ordered it, I'm gonna order through Amazon. It said, "You have a chance of getting
a chase."
So I'm like, okay.
The options are the blue, and the box is blue.
And you can't choose.
Yeah, it's just you might get 1 in 6 chance.
Yeah. So I ordered it, and I said, you know what? I want to increase my chances. Let me order 2. Because what if I get a regular one and a chase? What if?
Okay.
But when I got the package, they were both chases, bro.
Oh, sick fool.
They were both chases.
That's what's
so, like, it's just random luck.
Exactly.
When it comes to ordering shit.
I think the chase is actually the regular one, and the regular one's a chase. I'm saying it now.
Why?
Because if you got 2 of them, how are you going to get 2 of them? Like,
they're both blue, bro, and they both have the fucking sticker chase.
I'm saying. I think they fucked up, bro. I'm just saying. Back to you.
Hater. Hater. Hating ass motherfucker.
I'm just saying. All right. I kept it straight on the Super Mario one, right?
Yeah.
I told you that shit was fake.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah, whatever.
You believe it.
I don't like it.
Scared now. He's scared.
No, but I know.
Hey, but that McLovin, though. You came up on that McLovin.
That McLovin was a fucking gold hit, bro.
I don't know why it's worth that much, because you got it at the
I think it's because as far as that movie, what's the name of the fucking movie?
Superbad.
Only two characters were made, which is three.
Yeah.
Which is the three friends. That's it. No other character was made. Yeah. So I think that's the fact, and I think it was only limited to like 4,000, 5,000 pieces. So that's another reason too why it's popular, because of the amount that they made. The less made, the more valuable it's going to be.
You know what they didn't make?
Yeah.
Half baked.
Story checks out.
Half baked Funko
Pops.
That
has not been made. Wow.
I'll probably get that.
Yeah. Bro,
that'd
be dope. Bro, the four guys in Funko Pops?
Dude, Half Baked and Cheech and Chong, because they only have Cheech and Chong vinyl.
Vinyl. Yeah.
They don't have an actual pop, because I've seen Funko something.
It's Funko other items. There's vinyl and there's other Chong by Funko.
So wait, Funko Pops does have vinyls that they sell, right?
It's called vinyl.
It's called VINYL vinyl.
VINYL, okay. It's but they don't have pops.
No, they don't.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, but Cheech and Chong have action figures. Those shits are dope.
They do too, yeah.
I want to get those shits.
Hey, so are we going to go to WonderCon or what?
WonderCon is coming up, folks. That's the next one.
It's in March.
Your badges are up for grabs this Friday.
Go for
Not
it.
Sponsored by WonderCon at all. Just saying that out loud. But yeah, check them out. There's a link in my bio to get your badges right now. Of course, I'm going to...
How much are the badges?
Why am I going to look? I'm just going to link you guys up.
I'm just going to say, can I get the same deal we did last time?
That's, you know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on.
Whoever's going to be there, I'm going to try
to... There's already somebody there. There's a few people there that I want to get autographed from them. And one of them, the main one, is the person who does the voice of Ahsoka Tano in all the animated series. And she also made a guest appearance in the movie The Force Awakens, that scene where she starts hearing all the Jedi's from the past. You hear Ahsoka Tano, and that's her. Now, I don't want just any Ahsoka Tano. I want a fucking chase. And I seen it. It's like $110 fucking dollars.
You know? So you trade up. That's it. You take a couple pops, a pop. Trade something of value that has value, that's in good condition, and you try to just trade up
for that one specific.
Yeah, no, not necessarily. I said trade up.
Explain.
You trade up. You get something of value that somebody else wants. You figure out who's got what, who wants what. This guy has that and he wants it, but he doesn't know that he has it and he has it. I just need this from him to trade him for that. So if I can get this from it, come on, no, trade up.
See, this is why you're my Funko trade guru, bro. You're the Yoda. This is what I tell you. When it comes to Funko Pops, you're my Yoda and I'm your Padawan.
There it is. Don't spend your cash.
I'm your motherfucking Padawan, son.
You got to spend your money on the autographs, on the lithographs.
I'm saying.
Dude.
She's one of them. She's one of them. And then there is a few Star Trek characters that are there that they charge less. So I'm thinking of like Star Trek.
Trek. Never
Star
heard Trek. Of it.
Not Star Wars.
Never you heard of Star Trek. Never heard of it.
But there are Trekkie fans that will pay a good price for something signed by Trek. Rockford, I'm going to have to talk once I get it.
I guess you're right. Yeah,
he's a Star Trek fan. I'm a Star Trek fan.
Yeah, he cries. He cries when he goes to space, too.
He's a Trekkie. But we're about to 2 minutes over. Okay. We're gonna get into say real quick. But I wanted to explain something to you real quick. A chase of a Funko Pop is basically like there's a pop, a regular common, and then they remake that pop, but they make a small difference to it. It could be a color, it could be a different fucking thing that they're holding. But that's what a chase is, and those are very sought after.
You know the R series, right?
Yes.
But besides the hard case, I finally got some.
Uh-huh.
You know each. One is different.
Yeah, explain it to him. I didn't know this.
Yes,
real quick. You're still going to play your long
piece is different.
Yeah, 100%.
Bro, I didn't. So when he explained to me,
how they do that shit.
Dipping.
And when they dip it, there's no way they could duplicate the same exact one every time. Every single pop of this R series, no matter what R series,
it's not the same pattern.
No matter what.
So they get this pop and then they dip it into a vat of a paint.
You know where I learned that from? American Choppers. Remember that shit?
Oh yeah, I remember that shit.
All right, back to you.
But if we don't give Rock has said we're just going to keep on talking and talking about Funko Pops and shit, dude. That's why we started our own podcast. Rock for now, please do your thing, please.
For the West, this is for the West. I just like doing things like this. Thank you.
Oh, about to get started in this motherfucker. Hey, tell him bring another bottle with a Henny and a bottle with Moscato in this motherfucker.
Hey, ooh, you caught me off guard. I never had a love quite like yours, and it's hitting me down in my core. First I had doubts, now I'm sure. Yeah, and I never thought that it would be like this before. You're the one I adore. Let me love you some more.
Oh, I do the magic when I can see you. This is something new. Ooh. I'm thinking back on how I first met you. I don't have a clue. Ooh, baby, you.
Rock Phenom, you got funky tonight. Like, yeah.
He's funky because he went too long. He was tired. He's sweaty.
Nah, that was funky right there.
I slipped my roller skates on.
You got people I
went in the stunt mode.
People got to be dancing to that set.
Now, I'm going to have to go home now and watch Roll Bounce.
You know what I mean?
Just Division giving props on the mix.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah.
Shout out my brother Dusty. By the way, January 7th, I will be getting interviewed by Dusty on his show. He's going to be asking me what it's like to be a parent raising a kid on the spectrum, autism. It's gonna be dope. So shout out to him and thank you, very much, brother, for even considering me to even be interviewed for such a subject. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, that's say you're the least most interesting person in the network.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. I'm lucky.
Now I want to give a quick happy birthday shout out. I want to say happy birthday to King T.
Oh, there it is. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Juju of the Beatnuts.
Ooh, that's right.
Happy birthday to Vanessa Hudgens. Damn.
That's her? Have you ever seen her pussy pictures? you know that her
live
phone was hacked.
Direct.
Her phone was hacked years ago, though. And nude pictures were set. Were released.
Wow.
I touched myself a lot.
She looks straight Asian.
She is half Filipino.
Oh, she is. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Filipino.
No, she looks straight Asian, though. Like.
Yeah, no, she is half. Her mom is Filipino.
Oh, where?
And I think her dad is.
Selection.
Yeah, and her dad is like white and Native American.
I thought she was. Like Spanish.
Hey, she's Filipino.
Nah. I think maybe her dad might have a mix of something like that, but her mom is straight Filipina.
So she's part Filipina.
Yeah, she's half Filipina.
I want to put my penis in her.
Filipino. Filipino.
She's beautiful.
I'm trying to educate them.
Goddamn, bro.
And happy birthday to the homie Asm.
Hey. Happy birthday.
A really dope artist, you know what I mean? I've known since high school, and you know what I mean? So.
He's got the Humpty Hump Dance shirt.
Yeah.
Here's your chance to do.
That's
a dope shirt. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Get that.
MBH.
I got a big schnoz myself.
Now it's time for my segment.
There he goes again.
Now this week there's been kind of some sad news in hip hop. First of all, we lost Granddaddy IU of the Juice Crew.
Damn.
So this past
has it said why how he died?
I haven't heard why's yet. But you know,
well, he died because his heart started beating. Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. So, but rest in peace, definitely a legend, part of the Juice. You know, come on, you know what I mean. And apparently, happy birthday. I mean, I'm resting.
That's fucked up. All
right, bro, where the
damn. Okay. He blows his brains out and he fucking say happy birthday, dude. That's fucked up.
Just for the record, I'm not laughing at this. I'm laughing at Paragon.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Cancel culture, don't attack us.
Rest in peace, DJ Twitch. He was Ellen's DJ for the Ellen DeGeneres show. They're saying it's possible it might be suicide.
Suicide. They found him brains blown out.
I ain't going to say that.
What you want to say?
Nothing.
All
right. Regardless.
It's crazy because not too long ago.
I just think Ellen is hella cringe. That's it.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because not too long ago, dude, Jason Frank committed suicide.
She's a bad person. Yo.
And
she's
if you don't know who Jason Frank is, he's the original green fucking ranger.
Oh, of right.
Power Rangers and shit.
But wait a minute, real quick, what tie does he have to Ellen? Because Ellen's ex, that other chick, just died too in that crazy car accident thing.
And it's all suicide kind of.
Yeah, right. She like popped up in the little gurney and everything. Shit. I mean, bro, that was a wild thing to see. Like, what's happening there?
Who has a bigger body count? Hillary Clinton or Ellen DeGeneres?
Ice T, cop killer.
Wait, Ellen DeGeneres
allegedly
an army of assassins. Call from King Dusty.
What? Somebody's calling on the phone. That's on the phone. Oh, I can hear it.
Dusty.
Dusty.
Call back. Call back. Because he's going to think we ignored him.
Direct to me.
Now, on other news, apparently, so Brittany Griner is now free and back home in the United States.
Hooray.
They had made a
in an exchange for a
for
arms dealer.
A well-known
arms dealer.
Like the worst
they called the merchant of death.
The worst one, bro.
Or a b-ball player.
Or a basketball player.
Hey, they're saying that she got traded. She got traded.
She got traded. Like a
what
fucking
was I
player.
Saying early, bro? What was I saying about these pops? You trade up, dog. You trade up. You know what I'm saying?
Russia
gets the point. Like, Russia gets it.
Russia's like, we're in the middle of war. We need this guy back ASAP. Send in our ace.
Check this out. We got.
And apparently, they were talking about that the Marine that was talks about, yeah. but Russia refused to free him because they said he was on espionage charges.
All right, he's back. He's back.
And, okay, is Dusty calling?
Let's pick him up.
Dusty.
Yo.
Yo, yo.
Gang, baby.
Hey, I would like to let you know, Dusty, that we did not ignore you. It's just that Dre was very slow to answering the phone call. He was having a seizure.
It takes me about 7 tries, I know.
That's all.
We made it, though. We're here, guys.
Honestly, we don't even have a phone line anymore. I just do this because it's you, but we technically don't have a phone line no more. I don't know why he keeps calling me.
Technically speaking.
I just allow it because it's you.
Hey.
Thank you.
Well, I just wanted to call.
Dusty,
like,
not you. Yeah. Fuck you.
Then tell me so I won't put the fucking number on the flyer.
Yeah, let this.
Damn it.
Let this.
I have a question. Am I the only one who doesn't know who Twitch is? And like, everybody seems to know who Twitch is today.
DJ Twitch was a DJ for the show Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
Oh, Ellen DeGeneres. So that's why I don't know, because I have a fucking job. Okay.
Hey, he was also on Dancing.
Right.
He was also So You Think You Can Dance. You don't remember him on that show?
I don't remember this guy. I don't have no clue who he is.
Nope.
I just saw the post and I honored the fact because he's a DJ. I gave him hip hop. You know,
I thought when they said
I didn't really know much. I mean, I don't watch the Ellen show. But
I thought he played video games, but that was not him.
Twitch. I thought it was the app. It had something to do with the app.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Hey, but Dusty, did you see his lady?
His lady?
Yeah.
Did she fire?
Possibly. I don't want to be.
I would definitely eat her ass.
Oh, that's lava.
No. Yeah, I don't know much about Twitch, but I just wanted to call and tell you guys happy holidays, man. The holidays are here, and I was feeling good, and I just want to say what's up. I'm high off this shit that I got from my boy. His name's Tacky, and I'm over here just posting up and shit and listening to one of my favorite podcasts, the Joe Rogan Show.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you can. We can use our platform to let people know what your favorite podcast is.
Yeah, exactly.
Great podcast, man.
Now, but real talk, you guys are dope, man. Yeah, and Packy and I are going to be having an interview on January 7th. So stay tuned to Dusty Vision TV. We're going to be discussing his life as a father and raising a child who is, like you said, on the spectrum. Man, I respect the dude, and I know it's a hard job. And I don't want to get all sentimental and shit, but sometimes you kind of have to.
Yeah,
and
man,
shout out to Tacky and all the fathers out there doing their damn thing. And yes. I would also like to extend an invite to Funko Cholo. I've been seeing him on the platform a lot today, lately, I should say, and it looks like he's family. So I would love to have you on my program to hear your story too, man.
He's now part of the Super Audio Network family. Yeah.
Funko Bros. I like that intro. Who did that intro?
Dre.
All day.
That shit was sick, Dre. Funko Brothers. Funko Brothers. That's my shit.
That's so real quick, Dusty.
Hey, you guys stay cool.
Do you own any Funko Pops?
No, I don't know shit about Funko Pops other than what you tell me. So I know nothing about Funko Pops. I just know,
let's go to the Funko store and make one of Dusty.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, shit. Do they come with big penises? Like, can you just like attach a penis?
It costs extra to have special requests. I'm appendages added.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. Well, I'll send you a replica. I'll text you a replica of my penis so you can start working on it.
Hey, Dusty, just remember, when we see the ocean, we figure we're home. We're safe.
Oh, Jesus. Why did I even ask you? Get the fuck out of here. I'm out. Look at that.
Fucking hate Paragon.
Yeah, I never fixed the phone thing, so I just do it through the internet now.
Why not?
You gotta let me know things like that.
Yeah, you so you seem so happy putting it on there, so I just let you keep doing it.
Nobody
calls in.
Are you done with your set?
No.
Let me see.
Never.
Oh, and just a real quick
ads.
One of the other Minneapolis police officers sentenced to 3.5 years. For helping.
That's the one. That's it. That's the one that broke down and cried. No, that was like, I don't want to go to jail. Like, I didn't do nothing. Isn't that the one?
Oh, I didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, he just stood by. I think that's yeah. What it was.
You think you'll get him, turned out?
Him and the Asian one.
Yeah, because they never stopped him. Yeah, that's why there is. Because Derek Chauvin, he got the real time because he actually did. Yeah. But the leg fact on that they let it continue and didn't stop him. Is why. So let that.
He got chastised at the Walmart. He was shopping, and then somebody put him on blast.
Oh yeah.
Why are you free? Why are you out in the streets? Uh-huh. You're a murderer.
I remember that.
Remember that?
I remember that.
That's
wild. He got chastised.
We live in a crazy world, right?
Well, that was Paragon set.
There he goes again.
And
now it's time for
what the fuck.
Everything that I'm showing you can show is just really funny. There's nothing gory and shit. Has anybody ever been to a rodeo?
Oh, I love it. I've heard about these things.
Can we lower the music down? Because it's pretty funny. You need to hear the sound.
No.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Wait, here we go. Here we
Wyatt.
Go.
Ooh. No, that would have been cool if you heard like a Super Mario jump in, you know, like.
But do you hear her squeal?
Yeah. Boy. Damn, that bull just lifted that fat lady like nothing. Like nothing. She probably got a little turned on. She's like, "Oh, I've never been touched like that."
Right.
Been
years.
Like that.
A couple years since.
Hey, Pac, you don't lie. You jump in that thing with that bull with her, huh?
Bro,
yes,
I would. I would have jumped right under her, but like, I got you, girl. Oh shit.
Hey, so this is just to let you guys know. Never try to ride a donkey.
Oh, well. Oh, I bit him.
Donkeys are fierce, y'all.
He's punching him, and he's punching him. The donkey, and he's donkey's like, nah, I don't give a fuck. I ain't letting go.
This shit right here, bro. You got me up at 2 a.m. to see this shit, bro. I'm thinking this shit talking about.
You know what?
What is Packy
donkeys
posting?
Are fierce as shit, yo.
For real, fool. Like, what the
honestly,
fuck?
You think you don't think so?
That fool
fucking
took
one. That fucking one.
He broke his leg, his foot.
That fool bit his
leg. Oh, yeah.
And he just didn't let go. And that guy was punching the donkey. And the donkey like, oh,
I saw this video of this donkey like harassing this pig with these dogs and shit.
Oh, shit.
And the donkey was the leader of the fucking the harassment.
I thought this was dope. Do you think this is real or is this edited? I don't know. Watch.
Real bell.
I want to see this guy live, dude.
This is dope, right?
I would pay to see this shit.
What the
bro, man. How dope was
that?
Like,
if he didn't do that, if he did that all natural,
damn.
That's what's up.
Nah, this fool's a dick, yeah.
All right, now, this, I got two more real quick. Take that.
Dickheadery.
This guy. Yo, hey! He's look how swollen his fucking face and lip is. How many times he got stung by bees?
Girlfriend, no girlfriend.
No girlfriend.
Is he just provoking?
Yeah.
Oh,
Jadikan hanya aku satu-satunya sandang pangan papan dan pelipur
That is that's Tagalog music. That's Filipino. That's Filipino music. So that's probably
is that something someone that Filipino
that's Rocky down? You down, Rod?
I wouldn't.
You that's what.
But you know, Filipinos.
We only have a few minutes.
Filipinos
don't
do anything.
No, I don't.
Hold on. We only have like 4 minutes left, but this has got to be real quick because it's pretty fucking funny. So these guys decided to go to a restaurant and order a lobster, and then they switched it with the real lobster and complained.
Live one.
Oh yes, watch.
You guys get over here.
I ordered the whole lobster. I didn't know it was gonna be alive.
What you mean?
Like it's new.
Let me see.
Yes. Yeah.
You
yes.
Put on the window
for them
to make it, and the server came and he just grabbed it.
This just made up a story.
Yeah, they're gonna.
Yeah,
you.
That's
cooking the lobster.
That's these guys are in a lot of trouble if they get caught. That's illegal. You can't do that.
I'm wondering if that dude got in trouble.
You got two lobsters for the price of one.
Yes.
No, well, they bought the lobster.
Well, they bought it. Unless they went somewhere and fished it out and shit. But, but bro, that shit is fucking hilarious. They were like, how the fuck did this happen? They just made up some story.
The owner could sue for that, right?
Yeah. You know? Like, fool.
Could, right?
Yeah.
Bro.
If he found out about it.
Yeah.
You
can
sue
it. Yeah, you can't bring a live animal into a place like that.
I wonder if that server got in trouble because he said, "What the fuck? Why?" Yeah,
and he fucking fabricated like that.
I'm not gonna know it's moving on the plate when I move.
On top of that,
I'll be like, "Yo, if they would be like, if you give that fool what he wants, I'm gonna be pissed." No, damn well I didn't grab a live lobster. Are you telling me you cooked a live lobster that you handed me a live lobster?
And the cookies be like, no, of course not.
Of course not. What the fuck? I didn't even know live lobster. Wow. What the fuck?
Telling me nobody noticed? I mean, it was a completely different color. When you cook a lobster, it changes that color.
Yeah, it changes completely red.
Anyways.
But we are.
I don't want to ruin your video.
But you know, the lobster's by the ocean where we figure we're home. We're safe. We're free.
I'd punch those fools in the face. If I saw what was going on, I'd be like, man, fuck you, fool. Punch him. And then be like, watch fucking
bros. Subscribe. Dre, Dusty said before he called, I can never get through when I call. How high is Dre right now on a scale of 1 to 10?
1 to 10.
Because what happens is when he calls, I look and I go, he's calling. So I'm like, all right, let me open up the web browser. Let me go to the website. Let me log into the voice and then let me go ahead and connect him.
There you go.
Damn. And I only do it for him.
You only do it for Dusty. Not for Dusty, because it's Dusty. Thank you, Dusty.
No, you can't call him Dusty anymore. From now on, it's Dust E.
Dust E.
Why?
You're stupid.
I watched our first video the other day, and I was tripping on that, and I still haven't got exactly
what first video? On the Pack and Garden show?
When I came here, yes. And it was Dust E, and he was adamant about, no, I'm not going to tell you who it is. If you figure it out, you let me know. And that's it.
You ever saw Fresh?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Remember when his Doug homie, E. Chucky, when he thought he got put on by the dealer, he's like, hey, from now on, don't call me Chucky no more. From now on, it's Chuck E. I work for Estevan now.
So,
and there you go.
Funko Cholo.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Amen.
For coming through.
Always.
And having fun with us and talking about our new podcast here. And once again.
What the fuck is the difference? Chucky? Anyways, I'm sorry.
Why you gotta fucking remember me, you fucking rude bastard, you? I'm trying to be all like sentimental and be nice and welcome the guy to the fucking network and family.
That is the best way to welcome him to the network.
That's true. Dre is an asshole.
Yeah.
Dre is a big asshole. You'll get to realize how much of an asshole he is.
Yeah.
But it's Welcome to the hood.
It's all good.
Welcome to the south side. Right,
good luck. Get jumped in.
So make sure.
You gotta get a taser.
And it's funny because like I'm doing the interview with Dusty
paper, scissors.
On the 7th, which also happens to be our next episode. I'm getting interviewed early with Dusty, and then after the interview, I'm going to come over here and we're going to do our next episode.
Which we're going to have.
January 7th.
Psy of Mom and Pop Collectibles, my co-host.
Yes.
Of that event.
Who is it?
Yeah, the co-host of that event is her name is Sai.
Sai.
Yeah, that's Mom of Mom and Pop Collectibles 562. Okay. You can find her on Instagram right there. And again, this Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., that's where we'll be at. If you guys want to check us out, talk to us, come check out our pops, swap, all that stuff.
Definitely. Yep. Where can they find you real quick?
FUNKOCHOLOS. Funko Cholos or Stope Pops. STOPEPOPS.
Yeah, Stope Supports.
Stope Supports, you already know.
Paragon, where can they find you? Marcos Paragonja, IE on IG, Facebook, Marcos with a K, not a C, or the LA River Bike Path, or by the ocean where I figure I'm home. I'm safe. I'm free.
Rock Panam, sir. Thank you for the donuts.
Do you ever
go into the ocean?
Yes. I got a nod.
Okay.
For those of you listening, there was a nod.
Rock?
No. Rock Panam.
Yeah.
Where can they find you?
Linktree, Rock Phenom. Yes, I.
Trey?
What's that face you're doing? Super Audio Radio .online. Super Audio Radio .online. Super Audio Radio .online.
Package Chan, look for me. Package Chan, look for me. And we're out this bitch. I really don't know who we have next week, but I'll let you guys know soon. Peace out.
Peace.